What programs contributed to my success? What programs contributed to my success? What will contribute yours? This is what we are going to look at in this article. I plan this article to be a vibrational review of the T.R. Vicar and his programs. But something shifted as I was writing. So it is both more and less than that. Recently T.R. Vicar came out of retirement. He is doing his work now online, on a site his son, Jesse, manages. He also writes his emails, etc. Jesse and Harv could not be more different people. Jesse has no fire, while Harv is fire galore. Harv is rehashing and reorganizing his products that have made him a multimillionaire, so there is nothing new. At least I haven't seen anything new, and I have done all the programs except maybe one. I had an 8-year run with Peak Potentials. 7% of what I use and what made me successful I got from my participation in Peak Potentials. I paid about $30,000 for that. I learned moves, and other stuff, but I have found most of the stuff I learned not useful in my business or in my life. Compare that with the 10% I learned from one of my coaches, then, at a much lower cost and a much lower time investment, at a cost, so far, of about $3,000. His stuff immediately translates to application, so the moment I learn something that I can see that I can implement, I immediately implement it in my business and see results right away. Landmark Education, 30% of what I use and what has been useful I learn in my 26 years in Landmark Education, at the cost of also $30,000. But for fairness sake I must say that for every paid hour in Landmark, I invested 4 hours of practice slash assisting slash coaching time for no pay slash no cost other than my efforts. Without those I would have what a normal Landmark graduate would have gotten, only 7% compared to my 30%. What you should have noticed, my unpaid slash costless activities in Landmark have given me 23% of what is valuable to me in my business. And this is my bone to pick with Harv and his programs. They may be the best or close to it, but there is no structure, there is no pathway, there is no guidance to implementation. Without implementation things remain good ideas. Not useful. Maybe even harmful. If you know to do something and you are not doing it, you are out of integrity with yourself, and that will cost you in more ways than one. The Landmark program I did back in 1987 and again in 1988, the More Time workshop was $250. But it came with an implementation system that carried the potential of making someone a real winner in life. Wallace D. Wattles, I got 10% of my current results from reading on book by Wallace D. Wattles, at the total cost of about $10. Matt DiMaio's Instant Concentration video, the free 1-hour video on how to focus, and how to bring back my wandering attention. Free, but the value has been immeasurable in my life and business. My attention doesn't wander anymore. Want it? It is in my mobile app. Click this link on your mobile and follow the instructions. It's free. Yesterday in my occasionally business-oriented program, The Core Group, we made a visit to Total Business Land. This is how it goes in business, and maybe anywhere. At some point, like you should, you come up with a plan for a business or a project. If you do like most people do, start working on it, you probably will never succeed. I've had students and clients like that, they have left, because they jumped in and didn't follow instructions. When you measure yourself to the mountain you are trying to climb, the bigger you can grow yourself the better chances that the mountain won't beat you. I could have used a wrestling match analogy, but there it would be obvious. So I used an example where it is not obvious, and in business it isn't. Your mother and thousands of memes have told you, whatever you can imagine you can do. And they would be wrong. And you would be dead. So back to the business, your first step is to look at the visible things that business needs you to be able to do. Preferably well, but at least decently, and see if you need training and in what. If you have read my article of how I went from an architect to a magazine publisher in 6 months or so, here is how I did it. I decided to become a magazine publisher. I looked at what I knew about publishing, and I knew very little. It is printed, and it is put together, which in the Stone Ages when this happened, 1988, it was called typesetting. So I went and found a local one-man band printer and offered to help him out for a month. He didn't refuse. And then I did the same thing with a typesetting family business. I did a lot of things there, but mostly just saw what they did and what tools they used, how they knew what to do, etc. Then I felt ready to start the project. It was July of 1988. I talked about publishing in seminars, to friends, and sent out two applications to two local weeklies for the positions of publisher's apprentice. The one who answered laughed. He said no such position, but I could come on board and sell advertising. I didn't know I'd ever need to sell anything, I was really naive, but I said yes. Anything that brings me inside, I thought. I managed to sell some ads. So I called the other dude, and asked him if he wanted me. I told him that I managed to sell a few ads in the first week. The other dude was impressed, so much so that he lent me his old car and a gas card. I had no car and no money at the time. Then I joined him on Fridays in the Putting the Magazine Together many hour long activity and made myself useful. Then I volunteered to deliver the magazines all over New Jersey. Then I volunteered to write articles, especially dining reviews. I provided the time, he provided the opportunity. I learned, and he benefited from my work. Win-win. By November of that same year I was kicked out, lol, and I started my own magazine. Overnight. The first issue was already profitable. Here is another example. For some 26 years I volunteered in Landmark Education to coach, to deliver the missed sessions to participants, to invite guests, to sell courses, everything, or nearly everything you need to know to become a coach. I didn't get paid, but I got a PhD level education. I learned the other skills through courses, especially the business type skills. I put all this knowledge into the Integrity Workshop. As my habit is, it doesn't have a syllabus, it doesn't have a time schedule other than we know the sessions will be on the last Saturday of every month. And it will go as long as it takes. My most profoundly life-altering course yet. Taking the ones that are willing to the top of the mountain. The price will go up again in 2 days. So if you want to catch it at the current price, you better run to the payment page. In this course I will teach everything, even the kitchen sink. You will get the results if you do the practices of integrity religiously. What is possible? Self-love. Joy. Productivity. A disproportionately higher social/societal standing than would be if you only used what you already have, skills, brains, talents, connections without the imposter syndrome, because you earned it. Get into the live integrity workshop early. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/integrity. P.S. If you'd like me to form a group of people who are ambitious but don't know how to get the necessary skills to move on their ambitions, please email me. It would be my pleasure. I will make it affordable.